Well, I just don't think the government did their homework before introducing GPS tracker, the trial across Queensland. And clearly it has now fallen over. It's been a dismal flop. And the question that needs to be asked is, why didn't they do their homework before introducing GPS trackers into Queensland? And two, are they going to let this drag out now, or are they going to nip this in the bud, suspend the trial, get the technology right so that it can actually be utilised across the state? Well, the technology that sits in behind the monitoring of the GPS trackers needs to be up to speed, and particularly in places like Townsville, where it's been shown that they couldn't monitor these GPS trackers across the entire city. They need to ensure that the technology is there before they reintroduce it. But it should also be expanded to include all juvenile offenders. At the moment, it's restricted to 16 and 17-year-olds. We know that the biggest cohort of juvenile offenders is the 15-year-olds. So it needs to be expanded to include that group as well. Well, look, it's concerning that not one case of a juvenile in Queensland being fitted with a GPS tracker to date. And the government was hanging their hat on this GPS tracker technology and that option that was going to be available to the judiciary. The fact that they haven't taken up that option and implemented that, one, okay, we've got the technology issues, but it should also be ringing alarm bells about what the judiciary, what advice has the judiciary been given by the government in terms of applying these new laws to these juvenile offenders. The police are out there locking these offenders up day in, day out. They would dearly love to have these recidivist offenders fitted with GPS trackers so that they can monitor their movements, and that's not happening at the moment. And I think the government needs to answer that question.